shout hallelujah every day.
This is Hallelujah Every Day. It's Friday and welcome to the healing episode of your daily devotional and inspirational podcast. I remain your good friend and of course your host. I'm that voice by the corner, bringing you a word of salvation. Your friend and of course your host, Pastor Leke Toba. Child of God, get ready a bottle of water, mantle or any faith item you can. We are going to pray, connecting with the Holy Spirit for a visitation today. Hallelujah. Let's get into the word for today, child of God. Anywhere that Jesus went, Bible says he was doing good. Bible says God anointed him with the Holy Ghost and power. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Child of God, as long as God is involved in your prayer and your petition, it's already signed, sealed, and delivered solution. Hallelujah. As children of God, at times it's not easy to cope with some circumstances, and it appears as if help from above is delaying. One at times can lose faith. The truth is this, healing is faith-based. Child of God, healing is faith-based. Bible says, Jesus touched the eyes of the blind man and said, according to your faith, let it be done to you. Hallelujah. Many cases in the Bible where healing took place, faith played a great role. In the book of James, chapter 5, verse 14 through 15, Bible says, is anyone among you sick? Let them call the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise them up. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven. Hallelujah. Child of God, we see the manifestation of faith in the woman with the issue of blood. In Matthew chapter 9, verses 20 through 21, and Bible says, suddenly, a woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years came from behind and touched the hem of his garment. For she said to herself, if only I may touch his garment, I shall be made well. But Jesus turned around, and when he saw her, he said, be of good cheer, daughter, your faith has made you well. And the woman was made well from that hour. Hallelujah. Child of God, she didn't just walk up to him. She practically squeezed herself through the mammoth crowd, through the barrier of disciples who prevented the crowd from pressing on Jesus. At times, I try to have a picture of all possible scenarios of that woman. Firstly, she must be frail, weak, color pigment changing from daily loss of blood. The physicians, that's the gynecologists, as we call them today, must have been tired of her case. Hospitals likely know her case in that little country. She likely would have gotten tired of going to and fro many doctors. Probably, faith had become hope. Hope was losing ground to unbelief. Maybe, just maybe, sanitary pads were always soaked with blood and frailty of her body may have been emitting pungent odors. I try to imagine it at times. Probably, if she had a husband, he may have been tired of her case. All these scenarios may have made her go into depression, but wait a minute. The situation confronting her was a casting down situation, but one word from somebody that day may have triggered her to give it one more try. And she must have said, okay, if only I can touch the hem of his garment, it is sufficient to change my story. That was the spark of faith. That little seed like a mustard that changed the scenario. I pray for you today. That little faith will turn into a giant faith in the name of Jesus. That little situation made heaven attend to her. Child of God, I may not understand the pressure confronting you, but I know a Jesus who goes about doing good, blessing, healing, changing stories, removing yokes, opening eyes, healing wounds, wiping away tears. That Jesus we serve is whom I call upon today to heal you and make you whole again in the name of Jesus. Child of God, lift up that water, the mantle, the faith item as we pray. In the name of Jesus, let your amen be resonating. Father, in the name of Jesus, I call on you, the healing God. Jehovah Rapha, come and do a miracle in the life of this listener. Raise them, restore them, change out any failing organ. do your divine surgery upon them. Let the water and faith items presented receive life in the name of Jesus. Let them receive healing in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus envelop those faith items as they lift them all up now in the name of Jesus. I pray on the faith item. Father, it is written, you sent your word and your word healed them of all diseases, all infirmity. Holy Spirit, move in your power. Move in your power. Move in your power in the name of Jesus. I decree, Lord, by the reason of the anointing, that the power of the Holy Ghost will move into all those faith items, whatever they are going to be used for. Power will search through them and healing will take place. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. I soak all cases of health, marital, career, litigation, fruitfulness, petitions in the blood of Jesus. And I make bold to declare that all these matters that are presented here today, they are settled in the name of the Father, settled in the name of the Son, settled in the name of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Child of God, go ahead and use the faith item. Whatever you trust God for, use it and trust and believe that God is faithful and is settling your case in the name of Jesus. Child of God, we can't round up this podcast today without celebrating and praying for all those with birthdays and wedding anniversary. Of course, special events. God bless your celebration. We say happy birthday to you and congratulations to those having their wedding anniversary. Exceeding grace, gladness, joy, open heavens are all yours as you celebrate. Heaven will celebrate with you in Jesus' name. We must say a very big thank you to all our subscribers of Hallelujah Everyday Podcast. Thanks for sharing and also thank you for your kind effort in supporting us to keep this podcast on air across many platforms. We declare that the will of the Almighty God will preside over every destiny in the name of Jesus. Please continue to share the podcast to save and help lives to draw closer to our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you so much, child of God. Make sure your salvation is always sure. Guide it, protect it. Don't ever allow anything to destroy your salvation because it is the most important factor in your Christian race. Remember, God's miracles await you every day. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day. In the name of the Father, the name of the Son, the name of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God.
Connect Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Leke Toba on WhatsApp and WeChat or call +234-80670-1364 or +234-80-2331-9436. Follow, like, and subscribe on Facebook, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and lots more. Have a great day, and remember, God's miracles await you every day in Jesus' name.